You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, welcome. Thank you for joining me today for Inside Out. I hope you're having a great day. And again, thank you for joining me today. I want to talk about prayer over the next few episodes on this podcast. Let's explore prayer. It's such a vital, important thing in war, in relationships, in travel, in teamwork, in anything, in the full function and health of your body. Communication is absolutely vital. And when we overlay that in our relationship with God, our eternity, our day-to-day struggle, our day-to-day triumph, all of it is directly connected to communication or the lack thereof. And prayer is that communication that we have with God. So I'm amazed. I actually heard someone the other day, I know to some degree, them to say, well, I don't really pray. I just kind of talk out loud and I trust that God hears me. And, you know, I just felt knowing him, his story, his career, his background, his family, you know, there were some things that kind of bumped him out of the lane or spot of being able to say, I know how to pray and I know that God hears me and I have confidence in that prayer and so forth. And it wasn't my place, nor was it the time to interrupt and say, hey, you can pray. You're a prayer. God will hear you. God invites you into prayer. So that's what I want to say to you, because I've heard too many share that kind of idea that they're locked in that, well, hopefully every now and then a prayer gets answered. I'm not really a prayer. That's other people. No, you can pray. And God has given you that privilege and invitation to pray. And, you know, sometimes we just don't know how, so we think that we can't. And you just need to learn how and learn some important things about prayer. So I like to put it this way. The best way to learn to pray is to pray. And my goal, my life, and for you in this setting is that you could develop confidence and consistency in prayer, that you could have a powerful, productive prayer life. Let me start with this. The greatest, most powerful, most precious possession you could ever have is a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And that's so important. I want to say it again. The greatest, most powerful, most precious possession you could ever have is a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. So God is your heavenly Father. He's also Almighty God. Now kind of hold that in left hand, right hand. He's my heavenly Father, and he's the Almighty God. That's pretty amazing. And that's part of what makes this so powerful and so precious. Well, the relationship then with your heavenly Father, who is also the Almighty God, that relationship implies and requires communication. Let me just simplify that further. Relationship, period, implies communication and requires communication. You know, in relationships, one of the top three reasons for relationship problems or relationship failure is poor communication or no communication. And we are invited into a relationship with God. He said, whosoever will may come. by the new and living way that Jesus made. So we're invited into a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And we're also invited into communication with God through prayer. So we can and we should live in constant contact and communication with God. Yeah, we absolutely should. We need constant contact and communication with God. My wife shared with me as I was getting ready to leave the house this morning, I guess air traffic control in Newark, New Jersey, had a blackout, and there's planes in the air and, in close proximity and trying to take off and trying to land. And I don't know all of the detail on that, but oh my goodness, what a potential. She said they were calling it a flightmare. You know, the flightmare that we don't have communication. So think about this. Everybody was in their place. These multi expensive planes and people and everything else, they work. But we've got a communication problem, and that is a flightmare, or for our lives, that's a nightmare, a daymare. We have to have that communication. So we need it, and we can have it, and we should have constant contact with God and constant communication with God. That doesn't mean that you don't talk with other people and do that, but just stay on the line, I like to put it. You know, have you ever been in a store and somebody's on the phone, or they've got their earbuds in, and they're talking to somebody else, but yet conducting some business with you. And maybe they just put them on hold for a minute. But we should stay on the line, so to speak, with God throughout the day. We can, we should, and we sure need to live in constant contact with and communication with God. Now, regarding prayer, it's not prayer that you need. It's God that you need. And prayer connects you with God. That's so simple yet so profound. Hear it again. It's not prayer that you need. It's God that you need. And prayer connects you with God. Now, the biggest problem with praying is we don't. Think about that. We have a need, we have a problem, we have an issue, we have a project, and we just think about it, or we tell a couple people about it, or we let it drop, or we, you know, kind of pull the numbskull kind of thing, that we don't think about it, we're not aware of it, we just kind of lay it aside. No, the biggest problem with praying is we don't. James chapter 4, verse 2 says, "You do not have because you do not ask." In John 16, verse 24, Jesus said, "Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full." So why don't we pray? Why don't we pray? Well, maybe we don't believe that prayer works. Or maybe we don't understand how prayer works. Or here's one, maybe we don't believe that it will work for us. You know, we have this fear of rejection kind of woven into our lives, all of us. It's something we have to constantly deal with. You walk in a room and you feel like, well, nobody said hello, nobody likes me. Or even for me, and this is serious, I'll take a load of things that we've cleared out a closet or something in the garage or whatever, and I take it to Goodwill. I don't know why it is. I feel like they're going to tell me we're not going to accept this. I fear rejection when I go to Goodwill. And then putting the trash out. You know, if I put out anything beyond the norm, I don't know why. I feel like they're going to leave it there. Fear of rejection. On the occasion where I would fly somewhere and you go through security, TSA, I'm not carrying drugs or weapons or anything illegal at all. I'm not up to anything illegal, and yet I don't know why I get afraid I'm going to get pulled to the side and rejected somehow. It's a weird thing, isn't it? And you probably have some of those things in your life. Well, here's the beginning place of prayer that God invites you into it. He's not going to reject you. And one of the reasons we don't pray, which is the biggest problem, is that we don't pray is we don't believe it'll work for us. God won't hear me. God won't answer me. God doesn't know me. And friends, that is a lie from the enemy of your soul. God loves you. God knows you. God wants to be in relationship with you through Jesus Christ. And God invites you, not just into the relationship, but he invites you into communication with him. And that's what prayer is. It's communication with God. Go ahead and start to do it. Because again, the best way to learn to pray is to pray. And what is praying? It's talking to God. It's communication with God. Well, we've got a lot more that we're going to talk about on this, but let's get us started. That is the foundation right there. And so go ahead, and pray. Let me pray for you, and then we'll be on our way, all right? Lord, thank you for my friend right now, wherever they're at, whatever they're doing, and they've been listening to this. And I just believe you set that up, Father. And I ask you to help them no matter what the level of their prayer life is, the confidence, the consistency, the frequency of their prayer life with you. I pray, Lord, that you would help them to grow in that, and they can realize that because they're in relationship with you, they can communicate freely with you. You invite them into that. Help them to grow in that, I pray. Answer prayers for them and let them see it, and thank you for it. And I thank you for this. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, have a great day. Matter of fact, have a great week, and we'll see you next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has